Hello.
Hello, we are conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation
Hello?
Is very
Hello?
important.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, we are conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
That's right.
That's a very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
To be honest with you, I don't know anything about what you're talking about. Like, I don't get into anything that's going on in the county, to be honest. I work and come home, that's it. I don't know what's going on, to be honest. I just moved here.
Well, we're just conducting a survey, Georgia, too. And your opinions are very important, and it's going to help us improve the products. And the survey will be quick. I can go as fast as I can.
Okay.
All right. So about this question, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. First one is climate change.
Very important.
All right, and on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
You said 10, right?
Yes.
Right. Next one, it says a student loan debt.
Excuse me?
A student loan debt.
Very important. 5. Mean 10.
Okay. Healthcare.
What's that?
Healthcare?
Very important.
All right, next one says jobs and wages.
8.
Immigration.
2.
Reproductive freedom.
What's that?
Reproductive freedom.
5.
Inflation and the cost of living.
8.
Crime and violence.
7.
K-12 education.
10.
Abortion rights.
10.
Democracy.
10.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
Criminal justice reform.
10.
Voting rights.
10.
Okay, thank you. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you're not likely to vote at all? and 10 means extremely likely to vote.
10 like more than likely to vote.
So just to confirm, you said 10, right?
Yeah.
Right. And what is your race? Here are the options.
Black.
White, black, or African-American? Right.
African-American.
Okay. Right, even though you already gave me your answer, I have to read you the whole list just for quality purposes. So it's white, black, or African-American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic Latino or Spanish origin, some other race, please specify.
African-American.
And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I'm registered.
Right, and do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else? Male, female,
male,
gender queer?
Male. Okay.
And what is the year of your birth?
79.
Right. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associate degree.
Just to confirm, you said associate degree, right?
Yes.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
3.
Okay. And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
5.
Okay. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate it. First one is J.D. Vance.
No opinion.
And Raphael Warnock?
No, 8.
Tim Walz?
No opinion.
Brad Raffensperger?
No opinion.
Andre Dickens?
No opinion. You can put no opinion for everybody. I don't know any politician except Walnut. That's the only one I know.
Okay. Right, and the next one is John Ossoff.
No opinion. John Ossoff? Hello?
Yeah.
John Ossoff?
Yes.
10.
Yes. Okay. And the last one, it says Brian Kemp.
No opinion.
Okay. 1 second. Now, I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris,
I want to
Donald Trump.
Myself.
Okay. And if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Here are the options: Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein.
Cornel West.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I don't know. I know. I have no opinion. I don't know who's running.
Okay. And if you had to choose, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Undecided, I do not plan to vote.
Undecided.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins?
Joe Biden.
Did not vote for president. Okay.
Joe Biden.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Stay the same.
Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
No difference.
Okay, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress.
How many more questions do we have? I'm at work right now, so I really can't be on the phone this long.
Well, we have completed 55% so far.
Okay.
If you want, I can... Yeah,
I'm listening.
Yep, if you have some time right now, I can go as fast as
I mean, not
as
really. I thought it was going to be a quick call, but I'm at work right now.
Okay, can we schedule it? Okay, yeah. How about maybe in 1 or 2 hours?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Have a good day. Bye.